There we
That's
go.
Simenches through Chaf Aleph.
Ches through Chaf Aleph.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to do a double tonight because of your upcoming travels.
No, stick with the okay. Ches, yeah. So Yesh li zar, milahoisi yatarcha. So this is talking about the yastam yenum or yayin nesach, these halachas. So simen mem zayin. One should be careful to take, meaning you have to take out the junk out of the wine. So make sure that you don't have a goy taking out the skins or the seeds through a goy. Even after you already squeezed out the skins twice, which means there's probably not much wine left in the kishem yeshlim, maybe there's still a little bit of moist wine on those pieces, and therefore it's going to be a yayin, a stam yayin issue. All right, okay. Test goy shishafach mayim l'seich hayayin. Let's say a goy is pouring wine water into the wine. So if his kavana was to mix it, then it's also to drink. And if he was, did not have a kavana to mix it, afilu, even if it's a suffix, mutter, it is mutter. Right? Because he has to have kavana to dilute it. Yud, chaimetz yayin, kosher. So vinegar that was made from real wine, kosher wine. Imu kolkach. So if the vinegar is so strong that it bubbles because when you pour it on the ground, then it no longer becomes also. Meaning, this is talking about when the vinegar already, meaning the guy never touched it till it became vinegar. So if it's so strong that it bubbles, then it's lost the status of wine. But it was made from stam yeno, then it remains also. Meaning, if it was you took the guy's wine and you made vinegar out of it, then that vinegar is going to be a problem because it was the vinegar was also from when it was in the wine stage. Schnapps that comes from stam yenum, that's not really sherry casks, right? Sherry casks is that they just using casks that have sherry in it. This is where you're actually making schnapps from wine. And if they make the hard alcohol, hard liquor from the skins or from the seeds or from the dregs, that's considered like wine itself. But if you made schnapps from kosher wine, then once it becomes into whatever you want to call it, scotch, whiskey, whatever it would become, then the guy doesn't touch it. So basically, the rule is that when something becomes a new entity, even though it comes from wine, and that's when the guy touches it, then it's no problem. It's only a problem when the guy touches it when it still is in that stage of wine. Yud beis melach shel yain, that's a salt of wine, Feinstein.
Well, it's
Right?
ultimately saying sherry cask is ultimately not a problem according to the Gitzur, because he's not touching
No,
it, the cask is done.
because the problem is that the wine that's going into the wine that went into these barrels was Yayin Nesach or Stam Yenom. So now the taste coming out of those barrels is Stam Yenom going into it. So that's a problem. Right? It's looked at like this actual Stam Yenom inside the schnapps.
Even though it's
We're gonna
completely dry, even though it's completely dried out barrel.
we're gonna discuss it. We're gonna get to it a little bit more in the later on in the sitter. So let's see. So Melach shel yayin Weinstein. I don't know what that was. It's tartar. That's the way the English kitzer has it. Right? It's some sort of residue, wine residue. So Nispasha Minig Lahate says it seems like the minig is to allow that. Kimachain by Hanah, since it doesn't taste good, so there's no Hanah to the palate. So therefore, they did not answer it. But even though it seems like he's not saying, he's saying the minig is to matter it. He doesn't. He's not. Doesn't. He's not giving it a resounding haskama. Okay, Yud Gimel. Maga
Well,
shogoi
Liz
agitei
O.K.
davar.
had a whole article on how they make tartar, how it's mamish like burnt in the ground. It's like meis, the whole thing.
Tartar. Which type of tartar?
The tartar, whatever they have, like cream of tartar, they use it like in commercial ingredients.
It's, yeah, I don't know. It's yeah. It sounds like it's not. Doesn't taste good. Whatever. Fine. Maga goy, ayide dover acher. Let's say the goy touches it through something else. Meaning he has a stick or a straw or something like that. And if it comes from his koyach, yasa then ask a shelischachem that if that's called a goy touching the wine. Then of course you have the meaning of the chassidim. You have the minhag chassidim that they hold that a goy can't even look at the wine. Right? Now, the chayra, that minhag should only be that they can't make kiddush from that wine, but stam to drink it shouldn't be a problem. And then the question is, do they see the wine like through a glass or even they have to see the actual wine? Nowadays, chassidim are very makbid. Right, like Naftali always says, he worked for Kedem. There were no goyim involved at all, right? And until they got into the cases. Yeah.
They even
Okay,
have,
so
for some places, even the cases can't be handled by Goyim.
yeah.
Yeah. I told you they asked me to deliver to some place, to some place in Williamsburg, and the guy thought I was a guy, and he went behind to call them. It was all in cases. So they called me up and asked me to show him my tzitzis and take off my cap. So he gave me a $100 tip once he realized.
He's Kedai. Fine,
You're the most
very
Jewish
good.
looking person I know.
Which
Yeah.
I was a
Different
teenager back
kufas in
then.
life.
Yeah, I
Different
was a.
kufas in life. Okay, Yud Dalet, Hashulech Yain al Yidei Goy. If somebody sends wine with a goy, so we had this already two simonim ago or three. Tzorach Lashkiach Heitev B'chol Mokum Sheyesh Barzo and Megufa. You have to be careful wherever there's an opening, a spout. Anything like that, lachtam shom b'shnei chesamos, you need the two seals there. Meaning, you, not only do you need the two seals at the top of the barrel where they could open it, you need two seals and anywhere on it because they can access the wine that way. Tesvav, Yisrael shoyse yenishol. Let's say Yid is producing wine for a goy. Yisraelim. Meaning, a goy said, oh, these Jews are not buying my wine. So somebody tells him, yeah, you got to have all Jewish customers and Jewish workers, and then you'll get your Jewish customers. So that's what he did. So if Yesh Pazek Kamichluk Yedinim, so the kids are not so happy with this. There's many different dinim. Sometimes not even two seals will help, and not even a lock will help. You have to ask a Moira exactly how to do this. Like how to halachically do this, a shomer nafshe yichud miyayin, because that somebody who's a shomer nefesh should distance himself from this line of work. Tezayin, kelim shestam yeinu. Oh, so here we go with the wine with the sherry casks. So kelim, I mean, it's not going to give us that much insight, but at least a basic insight. So kelim shestam yeinu, utensils made with stam yeinu. Imhem kelim sheina derech lahachzik b'hem yayin, elazman kotzer. So if it's kalim that the derech is not to hold wine in there for long term, only for a small amount of time. Let's say like it's a flask. And it wasn't, the wine did not sit in this thing for 24 hours, regardless of whether it's made out of leather, wood, glass, stone, metal. If they're not lined with like pitch, then all you have to do to kasher them is wash them well. We wash them well in water 3 times. But if they're lined with pitch, they have a whole different din. Klicheres also has a different din, right? meaning because those are much harder to kasha, because we don't normally kasha earthenware. And the same thing with this, if it's lined with this pitch, so then it's much harder to kasha. Fine, Yud Zayin. Kelim asuim lahachnas Kelim that you're going to put the wine, you're going to store the wine in there, like the sherry casks. Right? So dahainu yain you're keeping there for 3 days. How who shall Yisrael? Even though the barrel is owned by a yid. And the wine is only going to be in there for a small amount of time. You have to wait. Only way to kasher these barrels is to do with Irui. So what you have to do is you have to fill up the barrel with water until it goes over the top. And you need to leave the water in there for a minimum 24 hours. From Eisleis, meaning a full 24 hours. Then you pour out the water, and then you put a second water in there. And then you leave it that way at the minimum. So you have to do this three times. It's called Milui V'Iroi, is the way the Pesach can discuss it, is you fill it up. And alternatively, you can leave the barrel in a like in a tub. For 24 hours, you do that three times, and that kashers it. And it does not have to be 3 24 consecutive 24-hour slots. You could do it once a week or whenever. And on the other hand, if you left it in the water for many days and you didn't spill it out, that only works for 1 24-hour. I mean, you have to spill out the water. And then do this process two more times. And there are those that say that if the wine is in there for 24 hours, then this doesn't help either. It does not help with pouring, because there's a rule in kashrus, which is that pickled, anything pickled is like it was cooked with heat. So anything, and that's defined as if something sits in there for 24 hours, like a milk bottle. Right, so our plastic milk bottles are considered fully dairy because the milk sits in there for 24 hours. And even though it's cold, but since they have 24 hours, so then it becomes dairy. So the same thing with these, they bamish it as if the wine was cooked, ubay hagola, and then it needs hagola. And if it's not a tzarek gadol, one should be machmer, that if you do get barrels from the goyim, and it was filled with wine for more than 24 hours, then they should be kashered with hagola, which they don't do to the sherry casks. So that's part. See, the kitzur Shulchan Aruch sounds like at least l'chatchila do it, but the b'di'eved, which is what our cases all are. So then that's a problem. I mean, it's not a problem. Well, it's debatable. Interesting though with. Filling it up for 24 hours. So let's say a beer, a beer, a keg.
That's
So
like a
when we,
bar or whatever.
right, so a bar will not be considered sitting for 24 hours
No,
because,
right. That's why I'm saying that's why you're allowed to drink it because it's not.
well, you don't know what else they're keeping there. Usually kegs in the bar is just beer. No, we're talking about that we're saying that it's a problem if it sits in there for 24 hours. That's only if they didn't put in more wine within those 24 hours and they didn't take out. What if you add more wine or you take out wine, then that's not considered kosher because that makes it's a Reb Akiva Eger as
Yeah,
far as
but
I
can you
remember.
refill these barrels? Can you refill these?
Yeah, as long as it didn't sit idle for 24 hours and the wine was moving either to come in or to go out, that's not called kosher. All right. So that's an interesting. Okay, obviously you have to have a lot of betochen in the Emunas Chachamim with this because all this stuff, all this science, hundreds of years ago, 1,000 years ago, I didn't know that you fill it up three times, let it soak, and it's going to take out the taste. I don't know. Yudches, klis chuches. So this is a common shaila that gets asked and a lot of misunderstanding with this. Klis chuches, glass, kivan shehem chalakim v'koshim, since they're smooth and very strong. Even though you store wine in these glass barrels or bottles, it's enough to wash it out. So let's say somebody wanted to use a wine bottle from a non-kosher wine. So you can say, oh, it's been sitting in there for days. So the kids are paskening, no, since glass does not absorb taste as much, therefore, you don't need to kosher it with heat. You could just fill it up and empty it out. Now, this is where you get into the whole controversy. Can you have one set of glasses for milchiks and fleishiks? Because do we say that they don't absorb the taste or they do absorb the taste? So normally Sfardim hold that it does not absorb and they can have milchiks and fleishiks with glass. And Ashkenazim, though, are usually more strict. Okay, you test. Kli shayiba yayin shalanu v'iroyas. Let's say you had a utensil that had our wine in it, and then you poured out the wine. And when the kli was still wet from wine, meaning wet is defined as it's wet enough to make something that touches it wet. Right? Sometimes you sit down, you feel a chair after the rain, you feel a chair, and you feel it, and it's not, it doesn't feel wet. But then, when you sit down on it for a little bit, then you become wet, right? So, the question is that toifeach? It's wet. Al menas latfiach. There's two different levels of wet. Something can be wet, but it's not wet enough to make something else wet, right? So, nagashama become. Let's say a guy touches that empty barrel or bottle. Sagli, it's enough to wash it 3 times. Even though it is normally a kli. That you use it for kiyum. Fine. Chaf. Hadamani hadacha eri. This that it helps to wash out and do this irui, meaning this 3 day process. Zeo. Rak. That's only if the barrels were used with cold. But if you use the barrels with hot, tzaruch hagolah, then it would need hagolah like any other iser. Glasses, me'ikara din, though for Pesach, we say, that you can really do milui ve'iri, and that's enough. Because it's questionable whether our glasses ever have hot chametz in it in the first place. Okay, chaf aleph, kli hagas. So kalim from the actual wine press. Even though you can't, they usually a wine press is constantly producing wine, so it's not sitting in there for a long time. Since it's used with a lot, meaning there's constantly lots and lots of wine going through, so then it's stricter. It's and you need a big shaylas chacham how to make it kosher. So again, that's where you get into the difficulty with koshering plants that produce wine. The wine presses, even though they're idle at that point, so the koshering is not so simple. Okay, we'll stop there. I have no idea why they didn't just say do chafes. Chafes, it could have just done chafes, but okay. Coming up is now Hilchos Brachos, so lots of technical information. All right, have a fine night, everybody.